Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, before he died, he randomly said, "If I die, look for rainbows." He died unexpectedly, and there were definitely rainbows.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us by calling them in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write them in, do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes. You get access to the archive. No commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today. And you I are just talking about trying to figure out my life and stuff. But
We need to throw it out there. We need to share this information with everybody.
We've been talking about it on and off here and there over the last week or two in episodes. But I got this cedar chest.
I don't think we've really explained
because I've got the cedar chest from my mother because our mother moved to an assisted living place. She had the cedar chest. I don't have a problem with it. It's been in my life ever since I remember. Inside the cedar chest, there are these dolls that kind of creep me out. So I brought them home, and honestly, I haven't been feeling anything from these dolls. But it's funny. So one night, I'm doing an episode about haunted objects, and it made me, like, I was like, do I really want to do this? So I just start reading this book that this guy wrote. And so I'm in the living room, right there by the cedar chest, and it says, the intro to the book says, "For now, turn to the first story. Avoid dolls of any size or age. Stay away from yard sales and put anything you inherit in a safety deposit box." And I'm like, oh, hell no, I can't do that episode. I cannot read this book. I've got dolls in this thing I just inherited. But the weird thing is that, okay, so 3 nights in a row, My dog, about 7 o'clock at night, is totally 100% freaking out. And so it's three nights in a row. Last night was the fourth night. And I was like, I'm going to see how he feels. He wasn't as bad last night, but he's still having issues with anxiety. And now I will say he is a guy who is extremely sensitive to noise, like extremely.
Yeah.
And there was a pop, bang, boom, something outside last night for sure. I heard that one. But the first night, I don't know if that... if something happened while I was doing an interview about the haunted objects, but Benji's here and he is freaking out. I thought he was almost having a seizure. He was shaking so bad. And then so I get done. He's like just staring at the front door nonstop. So I just don't know what it is. If it's him just being sensitive and scared of potential noises or... what is he being so afraid of? And
well, and I just find it too coincidental that you bring the thing home and then this all starts.
Now, not saying that he was never reactive before to noises and stuff. He's extremely reactive.
He hasn't had this kind of anxiety.
Not four nights in a row. And last night I did hear the loud boom. And I had successfully gotten him to eat a calming treat before then because he was starting to... exhibit some behavior. So I stopped, went and got him a treat, and that might have helped him calm down. I don't know. But the first night, like, I've never seen anything like it. And so then last night when he heard the boom, I actually took video to show my vet because it's really bad. But I don't know. But my cats are acting fine. But he'll do weird things. Like, I'm sitting on my sofa and he's staring at the front door. Just staring at it for like 15 minutes, just sitting there staring at the front door like somebody's going to come walking in. So I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, he strikes me as a really sensitive guy. So I would not be surprised that something's going on with this cedar chest business. So I think we need to get those dolls out of there and get them placed with somebody who would like to have them.
So someone would like to adopt some creepy ass dogs.
Would you let us know if you're interested in some old dolls?
You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Email me, Carol at realstorymedia.com.
And we can wrap those up and have them shipped to you. And we'll even throw in some embroidered tea towels.
From my mother. I'd be happy. Yeah. I will wrap them up in embroidered tea towels.
This chest is full of like tea towels and embroidered things, right? All this stuff. So we would even throw in some tea towels
and
to go with that.
And here's the thing.
If you like.
It might not even be the dolls because I did bring home quite a bit of stuff from our mother's house. So I've got a whole bunch of coins that some of them are valuable. I don't really even know what I have. I've got old comic books. Like there's the original comic book, the Mad comic book. It's not Mad Magazine. It's Mad comic book. That's worth quite a bit of money. I've got that. You know, so I've brought all of these things home with me at the same time. So maybe it's not the dolls. Maybe we're assuming it is. Maybe it's one of the other many items I have. I don't know.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. And I have some boxes of stuff.
I think the dolls are a good start, though, just because they're dolls.
Yeah. Well, and you know my thing about dolls.
Creepy. Yeah, they're just creepy.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But if somebody like takes orphan dolls, let me know. Well, I've got this first story today. I think it is. I'm going to preface this. It's my favorite type of story.
Okay, are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. But okay, all right. I think it's a sad story, but it also is kind
of... No, I mean, sometimes you just cry because it gives you all the, you know, emotions.
Okay, but here's the story.
Okay. My name's Jackie, and I started to realize that my story might actually not just be coincidental, and maybe it is something more. When I was about, when I was 13, my cousin had suddenly died. So he was 27 and I was 13, and he was my godfather and one of my, he was my brother's best friend, and he was everything to our family. Everybody adored him. It was very much a shock. It was the closest person in my life to had ever passed. And when it, before it had happened, apparently, you know, he had said to his wife, you know, if I die, you know, one day, please look for rainbows, you know, make sure you look for rainbows, which she was confused and it made no sense. But at the time it was just something he had said. And within the weeks before he died, he had reached out to my brother and reached out to my sister and, you know, made effort to see other people in our family, which was, you know, just something we looked back on retrospect, and thought was odd. Maybe he kind of subconsciously knew the end was near. Anyway, after he had died, it was very shocking. We all got together and the whole family got together, and then the funeral, the day of the mass or the funeral, sorry, we had the biggest rainbow I have ever seen from side to side. Okay. So the rainbow's there. And we were like, whoa, like he's here. He's with us. We could feel it. He was there with us. And, you know, maybe we all thought, okay, we're crazy, but there's a huge rainbow. And he said, look for rainbows when I die. So after that, we had, you know, gone through the funeral and everything, and we were all mourning. And I guess weeks later, I was laying in my bed. And as I was falling asleep, I could feel something tugging at my blanket. Now, I know that that sounds crazy. I was kind of, you know, kind of falling asleep, kind of not. It was like in that in-between phase. And I was laying there and I could feel my blanket slowly tugging off of me. And I grabbed it all and I was like, well, it must be falling off the side of the bed. That's weird. So I, you know, pull it all up. So nothing's falling off the side of the bed anymore. So I'm pulling it all up. And then I realized that it's being pulled again as I'm starting to fall asleep. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, I could feel something was there. And I got so scared. And the thing is, I started to talk to him and I said, James, I said, hey, I love you and I miss you. And I'm so glad you're visiting me, but you are frightening me. And he then, it never happened again after I talked to him, but he started visiting me in my dreams. So he started visiting me in my dreams. And one of the dreams, I couldn't talk to him and he couldn't talk to me, but I could see him. And I was the only one that could see him. And in that moment, in my dream, I remember feeling like everything was going to be okay. Not a day goes by that I don't think of him. At my wedding, there was the biggest rainbow I have ever seen again from side to side at my wedding day. And I said to my family, James is here. He made it. So that's my story. I guess signs may not be as far away. And I love your podcast. So thanks so much, guys. Bye.
So don't you just think that's a beautiful story? I mean, it's so sad that he passed away. Absolutely sad. But the fact that he said, you know, when I die, look for rainbows. And you'd be like, why are you talking about that?
Yeah.
And then there were rainbows. And then at her wedding, there's a rainbow. And I just think that is so beautiful.
Well, and she felt like she needed to... she said that he reached out to members of the family before he died and kind of, you know, touched base with them. And I, you know, maybe he had a feeling or, he, you know, he just felt the need to do it. And so, but I do think that that was fascinating about the pulling of the blankets. But don't you think that's oftentimes that that place where you're in between falling asleep and you're still sort of awake, that a lot of things can happen?
Yes.
I think that's where it seems like your mind is sort of clearing out, but you're still conscious enough to know something's happening outside, you know, you know, around you. And so that doesn't surprise me that it would happen right at kind of that place. But I love the fact that she said it's, you know, James... You know, I love you.
You're scaring me. Yeah.
I miss you, but you're frightening me. And I think that's an interesting kind of, you know, that she put it in a way that he could understand it. You know, I had a dream one time where I dreamt I died, you know, but then I came out into my living room and there was a new woman in the house and a child or two in the house, and she's vacuuming, and I'm trying to get a hold of her to talk to her, and I just scared her really badly. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm a ghost, I'm dead. So, you know, like maybe that's what happened to James. You know, he's trying to get her attention and doesn't realize he's just pulling blankets, you know. And then when she said, you're scaring me, he's like, oh my God, I'm dead. You know, So, you know, that was kind of a weird dream. That's always kind of stuck with me, you know, that it was like, oh,
well,
I'm dead. I'm the ghost.
And the rainbow thing is so cool because rainbows are super cool. Anytime you see one, it's like, oh my God. And when you see those really bright, big ones where you can see it end to end. But when Queen Elizabeth died, there was one at Windsor and Buckingham Palace after they announced her death. Now, how does that happen? You know, it's like, she's the Queen of England. She's the longest reigning monarch. I think she was the longest reigning monarch. It was her, Elizabeth I, one of them. So she's, you know, been on, I think it was her though. She's been on the throne forever. And then they announce her death. And then at Windsor, there is a big rainbow. And then at Buckingham Palace, there's a really big, beautiful rainbow. I'm like, dang, that's powerful when you can.
Yeah.
You know, most of us, it's like a bird flies up or you find a penny. But to create an entire rainbow, woo. Like, yeah, tell
no,
people
I
look
really,
for that sign.
I really think, and then, you know, Jackie had one at her wedding.
Yeah. So that's Elizabeth powerful. James, was at that level. Like, I think that's pretty big.
That's big.
So here's another story. It says, hey guys, I have a paranormal story to share, and I made sure to experience it a few times just to be sure it wasn't all in my head. So here's my story. That's going out of the way for research. I'm going to go back. My boyfriend and I go up to Vermont frequently for craft beer, and so he can snowboard. He's friends with a great group of people that own a ski house near the mountain, so we rent out a room in the house for the weekend along with a few other people who are up there to ski/snowboard. Sometimes we get our own room, and sometimes we will have roommates. It just depends on how many people are staying there. Since I don't ride, I just stay at the house and read or watch TV. The first time I went, it was just me, my boyfriend, and another couple. We got a room to ourselves on the second level, but I did my hair and makeup in the bathroom across the hall from the room. While doing my hair and makeup, I kept hearing footsteps upstairs. It's a three-level house, and I thought nothing of it because I thought it was the other couple. After finishing up, I went down to the first level to ask my boyfriend if he was ready to go. I turned the corner to the living room and said, honey, are you ready to go? He said he was ready to hit the road. And I said, should we tell the others that we're heading out? And he looked at me slightly confused and said they left about an hour ago. I looked at him with a slight smile because I thought he was being a smart ass. And I said, I heard them upstairs, so stop trying to trick me. Then he looked puzzled and said, Samantha, I'm telling you, they left. So I asked him if he had been upstairs since I went into the bathroom. He said no and asked why, and I told him I heard heavy footsteps upstairs and asked if the place was haunted. He doesn't believe in anything supernatural, so naturally he said no. The second time we stayed there, the exact same thing happened, and I didn't mention anything because it didn't feel negative, and honestly, it didn't bother me. If it doesn't feel negative or evil, then I don't mind. But this past weekend actually kind of frightened me, to be honest. Once again, everyone was on the mountain. I was doing my hair in the bathroom alone in the house, and I heard footsteps upstairs. I just ignored it because I fear that if I acknowledge it, then it would try to get my attention even more. I went upstairs to the third floor to sit in bed and watch TV because that's where we were sleeping this time. I had Netflix playing when all of a sudden I heard whispering. Tilted my head slightly to try and listen, but didn't take my eyes off my phone. I did not, that's in caps, want to see any spirits. But as I was trying to pretend to ignore it, it got louder and louder until finally I paused my show, picked my head up to look around, and it stopped. Silent. This is getting really creepy, I thought to myself. I resumed my show and the whispering started again. It was making me mad at this point because I couldn't even make out a word. So finally I got up, went out to the hallway to see if anyone was home. Of course, no one was. I walked back to the bed and it got so loud it was like someone was in my ear and I whipped around and yelled, "Knock it off!" And then it got silent again. About 20 minutes later, my boyfriend and the rest of the people in the house got home and I told them everything. They just laughed and one of his friends said he doesn't doubt that it's haunted. I have complete chills right now writing this, so I know it was an intense moment. I've come to open my mind to the fact that I'm an empath because I know that this is the only explanation I have for always feeling these things and knowing what people are feeling even if they don't tell me. And I'm worried it's going to start making me more open to spirits and encounters like this. Do you have any insight on how to control it possibly? I would love the feedback. I hope you enjoy the story and I hope your listeners enjoy it as well. See, and I can relate to that because I'm kind of fascinated by it, obviously. I do paranormal podcasting. But at the same time, I don't want it all the time, you know? So mm-hmm. I have to consciously, like I say frequently out loud in my house, you know, I like it peaceful. I like it calm. I like to be left alone. I don't want those things around me to scare me. I really don't.
Right. But I think maybe that's the key is I think say it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I do. Yeah. Because I'm definitely open to it. I've had a lot of experiences in my life that I cannot explain. Don't know what it was I heard or felt or saw or all those things. But I just can't have it all the time. And there are other people that they're okay with that coming in. I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I think in the story right before it, we had the person who wrote in that stopped and talked to, you know, the deceased,
yeah,
who was pulling the blankets off, stopped, talked and said, "You're scaring me." And I'm wondering if that could be the situation where you're okay with, like at first she said, "I'm okay with the footsteps" or whatever. And you know, when it first happened, I'm thinking, and it's just footsteps. Is it one of those creepy stories where somebody's living in the attic? Like, I'm hearing more and more about this, you know, where we have more and more people that...
Like actual people that have snuck into people's attics and are living up there?
Yeah, because it's a place to live, right? And to stay warm or something. And so somehow or other, they get in there and then they just stay upstairs or whatever. And so at first I thought, I wonder if it's one of those weird stories where there's somebody actually there. But... it doesn't sound like it because of the whispering end when she went into that. So I personally think, like with you, when you talk to your house, when you talk to the, you know, the room and you say, "I need you to leave me alone."
You know, right? Maybe I need to try that with my dog. Please leave Benjamin alone. Mm-hmm. He's an innocent little 15-pound guy. He scares easily. Please back off of my dog.
Right. Now, I don't know that that helps with dark entities, but I would think, but with a lot of them, it seems like they aren't necessarily bad. See, but if she's super sensitive and the voices get in, you know, she's having a hard time filtering it out. And so I think if she would, you know, maybe just try talking, just try saying, "I please need you to stop talking to me or trying to talk to me because, you know, it's upsetting me or whatever."
It doesn't seem like anyone else in the house is having these experiences. So I would be like, stay someplace else. But then how do you tell your friends that? Like, "Hey, I don't want to stay in that house. I'm hearing footsteps and whispering and all this." And they're like, "You are so crazy. Mm-hmm. That's our favorite place to stay. Don't ruin it for us.
Right. We love staying here, you know.
Because it's not always
give it a
that
try.
Easy.
Give them asking them to stop. See if that helps.
I think I would try that. And just because it's interesting because they all go off snowboarding and skiing. She doesn't do that. What a great weekend getaway, though. I would be all about going there drinking craft beers for crying out
loud. Craft beers,
I
right.
love that. And so to me, I get why she wants to go with them. And I don't want her to stop going with them. But I think once everybody leaves, I would just make an announcement. Hey, don't like to be scared. And and just...
We're on your way up to the ski slopes. So you drop me off at the craft beer place.
Exactly. I can put in my headphones and watch Netflix there and drink craft beer.
I can take my computer and get a whole bunch of stuff done and read a book or whatever and drink a couple beers waiting for you guys, you know. I mean, worst comes to worst, you can leave the house.
There's a lodge someplace, it sounds like. I don't know. I've never been to Vermont before, but it just seems like a state full of lodges.
It seems like a state full of wonderful, wonderful things. Beer and flannel shirts and nice hoodies. And I think it would be a great place to go. And so I think if the talking to him doesn't help, I think find another place to go while they're skiing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's a good idea.
You might make some friends.
If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. The number to call it in, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. You'll have access to the archive. You will get advanced episodes and no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply. It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.